thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
We are kicking off today, Homecoming and Family Weekend 2020. If your parents are coming, if your family's coming, we're so excited to have them here. But today is our recent Alumni Recognition Award Chapel, which I'm super excited about. We've had the privilege of doing this for about 4 years. We've recognized over 25, 26 alumni that have graduated fairly recently, but they've gone on to make an impact in whatever sphere they're working in, whether it's missions, marketplace, ministry, church ministry. And we have some of this year's 2020 recipients with us. We had more scheduled, but life happens. But the ones we have here today are supposed to be here, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear a little bit about their journey, their stories, advice they have for you on next steps. And just ways that the Lord has directed them in general after CIU. So this chapel is for you guys to encourage you and the next steps the Lord has for you, but also just to recognize what the Lord has done in your guys' life with your ministries as you have pursued Jesus wholeheartedly. Also wanted to introduce my co-host for today, Daniel Savanis. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, what's up, guys? I like that it changed from recent alumni recognition to fairly recent alumni. That's a good nice way of saying that we're old.
General terms.
My name is Daniel Savanis. I'm a youth pastor in Lexington, South Carolina. I graduated from CIU in 2009, and I'm excited this morning to be with you guys and to kind of help ask some of the questions and lead the conversation.
All right. So we are going to kick it off. We have six recipients of this award. And again, like I said, this award just goes to influential alumni who have gone out and been intentional wherever they've gone. We've got four of them that aren't here, two of them that are, so six total. So we're just going to go through real quick. I want to share with you a little bit about the ones that aren't here. And they are 100% willing to connect with you guys. So if any of these people piques your interest and they're not on the stage, find me and I would love to connect them with you. So the first one that we have who's not here is Sharon. Tabor. We heard a little bit about her a couple weeks ago. Ani is working for her up in New York, I believe. But Sharon graduated in 2019 with her MA in Muslim Studies and is the director of Middle East Women's Leadership Network and Empower Women's Media. With a background in ministry and cross-cultural training, Sharon also assists with multiple organizations and media-based initiatives and partners with NGOs to promote women's rights, peace building, and religious freedom. She says, quote, "My whole life I've had to learn how to be a bridge builder because I grew up with a mixed heritage. As I got older and traveled, I started to see that there was a huge gender gap within organizations and ministries, and women were often not invited to the decision-making table. So I decided to start focusing on training women to have full participation, visibility, and access to resources. CIU took me deeper intellectually and helped shape my perspective regarding how I think and communicate in regards to educating Christians and ministry partners about the Muslim world." And I ask them this when I do their interview. I say, hey, if you could say anything to students, what advice would you give to them? She said, "The key to unlocking doors, write out your goals or visions, and then you pray about it, and whatever he shows you to do, obey it." So that's from Sharon to you guys. And the next recipient who's not here is Eli. He is not stateside. He's actually overseas. Eli graduated in 2006 with his MA in theology and today lives with his wife, Bethany, and their four boys in Uganda, working with South Sudanese refugees. Eli and his family have been working in South Sudan and Uganda since 2007, bringing Bible training through theological education by extension. TEE partners with local pastors who help guide cultural conversation among students through discussion and implementation. He says, quote, "TEE has brought transformation to our area as students start to realize that they can learn, grow, and understand the Word of God and apply it to their life with the help of the Holy Spirit. One particular course that has been fun to go through is Christian family and seeing people come to the full understanding of what God created when He created family. Faithfulness starts at home. I was modeled this through friends and faculty at CIU and my church at home. It's so important for us to remember." And his quote of encouragement to you guys is, "You have no idea what you're going to do. So say yes to everything. Just drink it all in, whatever opportunity the Lord puts in front of you." Did I miss something? I might have misquoted. No?
I think this is a good quote.
We're good? Okay. So those are two I've got.
So our third recipient then is Carrie Schleicher. Carrie graduated in 2010 from CIU with her master's degree in intercultural studies. Today, she serves in West Africa as a nurse at a Christian Missionary Alliance hospital. That's why she wasn't able to be here with us today. In the last 3 years, she says, my colleagues and I have trained over 300 local believers in telling Bible stories and how to use the Bible story method to share God's word in an oral culture. We also train local pastors and believers to use Bible stories in church planning and discipleship of new believers. It's thrilling to see pastors get excited about a new method that works in their context. I'm thankful for the role that CIU played in my preparation for long-term service. And then her quote for us, her advice is to think about ways that you can put your training into practice now. School is busy, but even if it's just a couple of hours a week, find ways to rub shoulders with the community, prioritize some time for serving the community. It's a good heart for serving others. Our fourth one is Annie Gallagher. And Annie completed a doctoral degree in curricular and instructional leadership through CIU in the spring of 2016. As a direct result of her doctoral research at CIU, she has begun consulting and teacher training businesses in a program called Transformed PD based on Romans 12:2. The mission of Transformed PD is then to renew minds through relational and professional development. And she says that the doctoral program prepared me well to view education through the biblical lens. I'm often astounded at the level of expertise that I gained and compared to other similar programs. I'm so very grateful to the Lord for leading me to CIU and appreciate the quality of teaching I experienced there. And her advice is
on my phone and it's not loading.
It's on your phone. It's not on the screen.
We'll share that with you guys at the end. But so these are the alumni that can't be with us, but they love you guys. They're for you and they're with you and said that they're available to you. So let me know if you want to connect with any of them. And now we get to focus on the two that are here with us. Thanks for coming up, you guys, up, down, wherever you came from, local. But will you do me a favor, introduce yourself to the students, just kind of go through and share who you are and what you do. Ready, Emily, go.
Yeah, hi, my name is Emily Hall, and I graduated from CIU in 2010, December, and I'm from North Carolina, so not too far away. And while I was here, I double majored in Bible and intercultural studies and minored in outdoor leadership. So basically, I had fun the entire time I was in college. And I graduated college and then joined Pioneers, which is a mission agency that is focused on ministering to unreached people groups around the world. And so I've been with them for about 9 years in various roles, first in mobilization in Orlando, and then in Chiang Mai, Thailand. And now I am working for the marketing team. And on that team right now, what I am doing is I get to talk to our missionaries who are serving around the world, find out who is doing what, how God is at work, and how can we tell those stories to encourage others to pray and be part of what God is doing around the world. So I love casting vision for what God's doing, and I feel like I get to be in the front seat of hearing some of those stories of how God's at work.
My name is Matt Simmons. Graduated in 01, so it's been a minute since I've been up here on the stage. I am MK from Peru, South America, and I currently own and operate a youth soccer program called Soccer Shots here in the Columbia area, and we've been doing that for 11 years. But the thing that I love the most about Soccer Shots is that it gives me the opportunity to impact kids through soccer, which is something I'm passionate about, and I can also provide for my family through it, so yeah.
And you grew up playing.
I did grow up playing, yes, in Peru, yeah.
Did we have a soccer? We didn't have a soccer team yet. You played.
They
rec.
Did not have a soccer team when I was here. They told me they were going to have one when I came, and then it would just stayed a club team for the whole time I was here. So, but I'm glad that they have one now. So,
that's awesome. Okay, we're going to dive into some questions. So these are questions students have asked over the years, and I've kind of compiled them. We've gone through them, and they have some really neat answers for you guys. So I'm excited to jump into this. The first question, Emily, let's start with you. What is the most important thing that you took away from CIU?
So I actually have two. I hope that's okay. But there's two things that I think I go back to regularly. And one, I had one of my outdoor leadership professors, one of the things that he really emphasized for us was the importance of standing, his quote was, stand before God before you stand before others. And so that idea of coming before the Lord in worship and adoration and spending time with him and being filled up by him before you come to the Lord on behalf of others or before you go out and serve others. And so that's something that I call to mind regularly, just the importance of prioritizing my walk with the Lord and prioritizing that time with him, especially in the life and ministry that I am a part of on a daily basis, that really is secondary compared to my relationship with the Lord. And the other thing is, one of the things that I look back on my time at CIU, and I would just say that nothing is ever wasted, that so much of what I use now actually didn't happen in any of my classroom settings. And so one of the things, for example, I was a class officer while I was here, and I was responsible for planning the junior-senior banquet that year. And I had not taken a class in event planning and learned as I was going how to plan an event. And yet, that is something that I have used for the past 6 years, is all of what I learned in those months of planning that banquet is the skills and the tools that I have used almost most frequently in my job, my various roles in ministry. So that's my encouragement, and that's one of my takeaways, is that every experience, everything that you are having here at CIU, none of it's wasted. So
I remember I took hermeneutics with Dr. Crutchfield, and he would say, he literally brought a toolbox to class one day. I don't know if he still does this, but he said, I'm giving you tools to learn how to study the Bible. And so college is so much of that. You're just soaking it all up, and it becomes applicable when you leave. Matt?
For me, it's the community here. It's special, and you'll see that when you leave. But I was trying to think back to 20 years ago. I think that the relationships that you build now will last forever. Mm-hmm. And it's important to start networking now. I waited, and that's something I regret. So I would just connect with your professors outside of the classroom, go to lunch with them, ask them about life. There's so much knowledge that they possess that I know they want to share with you. And I would actually reach out to professors that are not in your majors, get to know them as well. But yeah, that's one thing that, for me, that I took away from here was just that community, the connection with CIU. Because I didn't leave Columbia, I've been able to maintain that. And that's really special, and it's actually helped me a lot in my business too. So.
Yeah, I hear you say a little bit of networking and also community, which are similar, but there's some differences too. I think when we reached the end of our time at CIU, it was like, no one told us it was going to be this hard. No one told us it was going to be this hard to say goodbye to people and leave that community, which is so special here. Matt, what about this? I'm going to ask you first. This is just a hunch, okay? And I know you outside of here, but what is something that you wish you had paid more attention to while you were at CIU?
I think for me, it would have been, and I touched on it already, was really taking advantage of spending time with professors more. I really chose to just connect with the professors in my major and just always talk to them about what was about in class, like class material. I wish that I would have talked to them more about life after CIU. And then I think I really wish I would have connected more with more people that were different than I was. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Emily?
I'm just gonna say ditto, because some of my most vivid memories from my time here as a student were those lunches with the faculty mm-hmm. and the staff. And I loved those conversations, and those are the words that they spoke into my life during those special meal times. And some of them even had me over to their houses, which was just amazing. And I loved that, and I wish I had done that more. So yeah, I am glad for those memories that I do have, but wish I had capitalized on that even more.
That's awesome. Hey, next time you see a professor, just say thanks. Thanks for what they do. Thanks for being here to teach you. They taught us and really kind of helped us find what was next for us. So my next question, what did the process look like of figuring out what was next after college? You guys both have totally different stories, and I love it. Emily, will you just kind of share with us a little bit about what life after college looked like for you and how you got into Pioneers?
Yeah, so I came to CIU with a heart for serving in missions, And I was going to my missions classes and was really gung-ho about going overseas. But as a college senior, how old is a college senior?
22?
I don't remember. But anyway, I remember walking across that graduation stage and just thinking, man, I definitely have a heart for the nations. I want to be in ministry. I want to go overseas, but I feel really young. I feel like I need a little bit more life experience. And so what I did was I surrounded myself with community and with mentors and people who are wise counselors in my life. And I sat down with some friends in particular and said, look, my heart is for missions, but I feel young still to go overseas right now. What do you suggest as a next step for me? And their encouragement was, you know, you've got two options. One, plug into your church and really get to know your church members, your church family, and as they prepare to send you out, you will have a very strong relationship with them. Or come serve with us in mobilization, and you will be literally in the pipeline learning about what's happening around the world, getting to know the missionaries, getting to know the teams, who's serving where, what's happening, and you can be a part of sending other people overseas while you yourself are learning where God might be directing you. And so that's what I did. Maybe 10 months after I graduated college, I had finished my support raising and I started full-time in Orlando at the Pioneers headquarters in mobilization. And I was just so thankful for that wise counsel and somebody who took the time to really listen to my questions and answer them very carefully and with a lot of wisdom and discernment.
For me, it was, I was just so happy to graduate that that I just kind of chilled out that summer after graduation. But then I started to overthink the process of finding a job, what was next, and I kind of got stuck. And so someone told me was, what do you not want to do? And that actually really helped, focus more on something else. And so I ended up starting my own business, a video production company with a friend of mine from CIU. And that was my first step, I think, into entrepreneurship for me. But my advice would be not to overthink it. Surround yourself with good counsel. Even though you graduate from here, you've got tons of people to reach back out to. Come back on campus, have lunch with people, ask questions, bounce ideas off of them. Don't do it alone. Can't do it alone. But that would be my advice. Mm-hmm.
This may seem similar, but a little more nuanced, but what actually helped you like get that specific job? And so in your case with Pioneers, and then Matt, I guess for you with Soccer Shots, what kind of was the catalyst to help you find that exact position or organization, or like how did you get there? Yeah, go ahead.
So for me, I was just sharing with them, my last semester of school was pretty difficult. And so after I graduated, I was pretty exhausted emotionally and mentally, and I actually just took a few months to rest. And thankfully, I had been working for my parents. They have a campground, and I'd also been working at a job here in Columbia. And so I continued for a few months just doing what I'd been doing and taking that space to breathe. And it just seemed like I wasn't in the right place to make a life, you know, a big life decision. And so having that time to really think a little bit more carefully and pray a little bit more specifically was super helpful for me. And it was during that time, as I was starting to pray, okay, Lord, what's next? What do you have for me? I reached out to Pioneers and I said, hey, I had a conversation with one of your Pioneers people. They recommended that I at least reach out at some point. I'm reaching out. What do you think? And they said, we've been praying that somebody would reach out today. We want to talk with you.
That's
and
awesome.
So an interview and an application process happened very quickly. And that time of maybe some would call it waiting. For me, it was just, I think I would say that it was the Lord and his kindness allowing an opportunity to rest and really prepare me for the next step. And even to see his hand and his timing in, I needed that time, and Pioneers was ready when I was ready, and just the Lord's hand was on that for me to join with them full-time a few months later.
So now the Pioneer rep, is that someone you had met like here on campus and the student center?
Yep, it was a friend of mine that I'd had for a while, and I found out about Pioneers actually I'd gotten an internship in Indonesia with them, and so we'd kind of just stayed in touch and was able to continue to ask them questions over the time.
That's great. So staying in touch with some of those connections and some of those people. Matt, what about you? What kind of was like the catalyst? And let's talk about Soccer Shots primarily. Then, what kind of was the catalyst to get you there?
So, you know, Soccer Shots didn't happen until, you know, 8 years after I graduated from CIU. But it was a process to get there. So, like I said, like I had started a video production company, realized I didn't want to do that. Started a construction company, realized I didn't want to do that. Started a painting company, realized I didn't want to do that.
I sense a theme.
So, but none of that was wasted.
That's awesome.
And none of those were the wrong decisions either. My encouragement would be, don't be afraid to move. You got to move. My dad always told me, you can't steer a boat that's not moving. So, you know, take a step, get going. Don't be afraid of making the wrong decision, because as long as you're giving it to God, he's going to direct you and you're going to end up in the right place. But with Soccer Shots started in 09 for me and my wife. And but that was the process that led us to that. And Soccer Shots was the first time that I felt like if everything fit together. Soccer is a passion of mine, so it covered that base. I wanted to do something that was impacting, having a positive impact on people. We positively impact kids every day here in Columbia and their families, which is great. And so it was the first time that I was doing something that connected all those dots for me. So,
you need to make money for the family.
Make money for the family, yeah, provided as well.
So, awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. This is a fun one for all of you guys, entrepreneurs, but also people looking to go onto the mission field. For entrepreneurs or missionary fundraisers, how did you find the money or funding when you started? We've got students interested in starting nonprofits, ministries, businesses. Emily, will you kind of share with us what that process of fundraising for you looked like as you kind of transitioned out of working to make a living to ham raising support to go be with Pioneers?
Yeah, so it actually happened a lot sooner than January 2011. I started networking with people who were following my journey with the Lord into missions at the age of 15. And those were friends and family and church family that had been tracking with me from my high school years of pursuing missions all the way up through college. And as I was preparing to start raising support, they knew my heart. They knew me. I knew them. And there was a lot of excitement as I was saying, I'm ready. And this is how the Lord is leading. Will you join with me financially? We had been having those conversations for years. They had been praying with me for years, asking for the Lord to lead and guide and direct. And so it was actually a pretty smooth transition. And I'm very thankful, again, for the wise counsel in my life that reminded me, stay in touch with those people who are cheering you on. Write those thank you notes. Keep those email addresses, keep even the mailing addresses as you send those thank you notes. And so for me, I was really thankful for that. And so if any of you are considering ministry or missions, my encouragement is start now. Start building a prayer network now. As you might not know where you're going or what you're doing, but that's okay. You can say, hey, please pray for me. I'm here in school and I have a heart to serve others and to love others and to minister using the gifts God has given me. I don't know what that looks like. Can you just start praying with me now? So if you're that person, that's my encouragement to you. And the fundraising is so much a part of the relationships. And so build those relationships now. And on a very practical note, collect the email addresses now, collect the mailing addresses now, and store them and save them, however you do that. But yeah, so it becomes a smoother process the longer that you have people journeying with you.
On the for-profit side of things, Soccer Shots is a franchise, so there's a franchise fee. Well, let me back up a little bit. The way I found Soccer Shots was through a friend of mine, so a network, you know. He was doing Soccer Shots down in Miami. He was a friend that I trusted. We had grown up together in Peru, both MKs. And he's like, Matt, you got to come down here and see what I'm doing, you know. Because he knew I loved soccer. And so I flew down to Miami, hung out with him for 4 or 5 days, and just instantly realized this is awesome. This is what I want to do. I had a painting business at the time, so didn't want to keep doing that. And I flew back home and talked to my wife about it, but we didn't have enough money for the franchise fee. You know, we didn't have enough savings or anything like that. We didn't want to go into debt. It was just a personal decision my wife and I made. We didn't want to go get a loan, do it. And so we just prayed about it, reached out to some friends, and she was working for the state at the time. And so we decided to live off of my income and save her income. And so we just kept putting it in savings, And then I reached out to franchising at Soccer Shots, and I said, would you guys be willing to put us on a payment plan, which they had never done before, ever. And they called us back in a few days and said, yeah, let's do it. And so we were able to start the payment plan right away and start doing Soccer Shots right away, which was really great. And I kind of took that as confirmation from God, too, that he was kind of pulling some strings and working some things out for us. So that gave me a piece to go forward with it. And then within 2 years of starting Soccer Shots, we were able to pay it off. And it's a debt-free company to this day. And so that's, I think the advice is ask. Don't be afraid to ask for things. Don't assume that there's only one way to get funding. There's not. There's lots of ways. And just keep praying about it, too. So
that's huge. My mom's in the crowd, and shout out to her. She taught us the worst someone can say is no. And it's okay for people to say no, but they don't get a chance to answer if you never ask. And most of the time, people are willing to say, like, yes, maybe, let me see what I can do. But they've people that I've asked have wanted to help me out to grow whatever project I'm working on. That's cool.
I love how in both of your guys' cases, there's people who want to help and people who want to be involved. And I think generally we find that is when we are involved in community, when we are involved in different places. I know from my time at CIU, I was very involved in a local church. All my friends were going to all these different churches a different week. And I did in the beginning, but I knew I wanted to commit to one. And so I found one church that I made my home church for 3.5 years while I was at CIU. The first semester was kind of shopping around. And when I came time for graduation, there was people who had talked to me about working there. There was people who were helping me out through a small group and all these different things. But it happens because of kind of making those connections, like you're saying, Emily, and not being afraid to ask when we need help and all that. And so I think there's a huge lesson there for us to stay connected, to stay involved, and not just kind of do our own thing in our own lane over here. Well, let me ask you this. What would you say is the hardest thing since life after college? And obviously pursuing a career, starting some companies, but what would you say is the hardest thing? Maybe it's not related to that. Maybe it's in a personal life, or what was the hardest thing since life after college? You want to go ahead?
So for me, it's maybe a little bit of a joke, but what to do with my free time. I graduated and I was like, I have all these evenings free. How do I fill them? What do I do with them? But also just the realization that life isn't what you think it is. It might not go the way that you think it does. And I thought I was going to be spending the rest of my life overseas, and the Lord in his kindness and graciousness has allowed me to use my gifts and talents in other roles and in other ways. And it's been a really fun thing to see. But letting go of that expectation that it's going to be this way is definitely a process, and one that I think is an important thing. After graduating, it might not all come together within the first couple of months. And that's a kind of humbling experience to walk across the stage and realize I actually don't know my next 50 years, but that's okay.
Thank you, Matt.
I think that for me, it was structure. It was time management. You know, here you have your class schedules, and you know when to go eat, you know when to go to chapel. Not having that for me, I'm not naturally a scheduled person, schedule-driven person. So thank goodness my wife is, because that helps me a lot. But the other thing too is just being out of this community. That was tough. You have a lot of accountability here. You have a lot of people to sharpen you. So when you leave here, it's very important to either already be in a community off campus or find that quickly. Don't go it alone. It took me a while to find my community after CIU, and that was tough. So.
Thank you.
Okay. What was the most exciting thing about life after college? So we kind of talked about some of the harder things. What was something you just really enjoyed after college?
Well, I had this moment after I moved to Florida. I was working in mobilization with pioneers, and I got off the phone and I was like, wow, that was like all of CIU on that phone call. And it was this moment of all of the theory that I had been learning in college just got made really practical. And all of those intercultural studies classes and all of the missiology and all of these papers I had been writing, I was able to have a conversation with a college student. And in the process of talking with this student and others, was able to encourage them and mentor them and help them as they were preparing for overseas service. So my role, right at my first role in Pioneers, was preparing students for short-term ministry as they were considering long-term. So kind of like an internship program. And I loved getting to see how all of those missiology classes were being used to help train and disciple and give other college students who hadn't had some of those classes just some good questions to think about as they were considering a summer overseas or a semester overseas.
For me, it was just being out of college at first. You know, your whole life you're in school, and then graduating, and then knowing that I don't have to go back to school for a while. That was exciting. But then reality hits and you're like, you're responsible for all your decisions and for the consequences of those decisions as well. And that is exciting. It's a little bit scary. But the for me, starting those businesses was exciting for me. I was going into new territory for myself. I was stretching myself in areas that I was not good at, you know. I learned a lot the hard way in every one of those businesses that I started and then stopped doing. But I think, honestly, it's just being, you know, out in the real world for the first time on your own. It's exciting. So
it's funny. I think we get so much freedom when we first come to college. I remember just driving back one night on campus and being like, no one knows that I left college or left campus. No one knows what time it is I'm coming back. And I don't know what curfew is now. I think it was like 1:30, 2 a.m. back then. And just coming back and being like, no one has any clue what's going on. And so you feel that freedom. But then, like you said, when you graduate, it's a whole new level. And it's like you're it's a blank canvas of life and really something you get to fill out. Let's do this. Just kind of in wrap up. We've talked about a lot of different things in terms of, hey, there's some tips or some strategies or some things to think about community and networking. But if you were just kind of sum everything up into one or two pieces of advice for students who some who will be graduating, you know, next year or in the fall, or some who will be graduating in a couple of years, what's kind of like a, man, if I could go back, I wish I could do this, or if I could tell you this, don't forget this today. What would that be?
You know, when I was a student, when I was sitting in these chapel seats, the thing that I heard from this stage over and over again was take as much Bible as you can while you're here at CIU. And I didn't understand it when I was a student, but now that I have been out of school for 10 years, I get it. And so I'm going to give you the same advice that was given to me 10 years ago. Take as many Bible classes as you can. This is such a unique environment. And the way that you are getting to learn and understand hermeneutics and the professors that you have who are teaching you through some of these books of the Bible, soak that in as much as you can. And if you have any electives, take that Bible class, and it will prepare you for what's ahead. And the habits that you gain through studying the Bible in a classroom environment will carry you through even to other places. Whether you're in a ministry role or in a non-ministry role, there's always an opportunity to use those Bible classes.
Yeah, I ditto that for sure. I think that the other thing I would say is, and once you graduate, for those who are graduating, don't wait for that perfect job. Don't have the expectation that you're going to have that perfect job right out of college either. Some of you may get lucky and have that, but most of you won't. Don't be afraid to take steps, though, in any direction. There's no wasted opportunities. You can learn from every opportunity that you take. The important thing is to take the step. Ask God to guide and direct you. He will. And while you're on campus, network. I think you guys heard us say that all night tonight, or day to day, is just network. is so important when you leave here, to be able to have access to your teachers, to your peers. And for me, I'm blessed to live here, and I can come on campus whenever I want. I still come on campus and have lunches with some professors. So that's a blessing to me. But I would say stay connected to CIU. It's a great school. They're doing great things, and they can be an amazing resource for you after here. So,
I love it. God uses people to change people. It's been a theme that he's used in all of our lives. He's used in so many of my friends' lives. He'll put the people in your path, but sometimes you have to go out and build those relationships and take that awkward moment and introduce yourself. So it has been a privilege to interview you guys. Can we pray for you guys, your ministries, everything you do, and then we'll get you guys out of here. Lord, we just come before you so thankful for Matt and Emily, Lord, for bringing them to CIU, the way that you got them here, Lord, the way that you equipped them while they were here. You built their network, Father. You introduced them to the right people so that when you sent them out, Lord, even though the path wasn't super clear and super straight, you've used everything in their life to bring them to this point on the stage today. And we trust you to do the same thing with each of the students in this room today, Father. Show them those next baby steps to take in faith as you lead them and you guide them to the purposes and the plans that you have for them and all the little things, Lord, so that they can get back one, they can get to where they're going and look back, Father, and see you at work in all of this, in all of it. We pray that you bless homecoming weekend, keep our alumni safe, and Lord, let connections happen that change lives because you use people, use your people to change people. We pray all this in your name. Amen.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.